I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position where you will have most of your body parts supported and where you feel that you can be in for a little while. And having your two towels or beanbags or bamboos beside you, just leave them there, knowing where they are. Yeah. Later you can find them without not even opening your eyes. Yeah. And just take a moment to, you know, let yourself accommodate and arrive. As you breathe. See if there's a point maybe where when your eyes would close. And as you remove the visual input, just notice what pops in your mental screen. Knowing that there are parts of you that feel active and parts of you that may feel at rest. Just letting them be there. And then getting curious about what are the parts that feel active. Maybe some muscle here or there. Right? Yeah, some joints cracking. Maybe your mind feels active and it's pursuing some thoughts. Right, maybe your breathing feels activated somehow. Just notice those activities in and around you. And then see if you can also notice parts of you that are more settled or quiet. Perhaps the parts in contact with the supports. As you breathe, and I'm sure there's a point when you want to bring one of the towels or beanbags around your sacrum, around your tailbone, like a V letter. So the angle of the V is around the coccyx, the tailbone, and the arms of the V come up toward your hips. To notice what is your system's first response to this contact as you breathe. What is your breathing response? What is this doing to your breathing, and what is your breathing doing to this? And maybe see if you can focus on your feet for a moment and notice what is this doing to your feet. If your feet feel active, or if they can rest, right? How supported do your calves feel right now? As you breathe, noticing your shins, the weight of your shins. The weight of your thighs. The weight of the pelvic bones resting onto the beanbag or towel or bamboo. And if your mind wanders or distracts or gets interested in something else, it's okay. Just notice that. Yeah, good. And then see if you invite your mind back to your body right here, right now. Perhaps by letting your hands rest on you somewhere. Letting your palms land on you somewhere. And then just noticing how the contact of your hands with your trunk or with your hips may attract your mind. You may notice the weight of your hands on you, or the temperature of your hands on you. You may notice the space between your hands and the material behind you. The shape of those hip bones, their weight, their direction in the space, within the space of your body. And maybe there's a point when you also notice the weight of your spinal muscles and your spinal bones. As you breathe. And see if you can also notice your elbows supported somewhere. If your shoulders feel active or at rest. And how the muscles in your mouth feel now and in your eyes. Yeah, noticing the weight of your jaw, space from your lower teeth to the upper teeth. Yeah, and then you may notice parts of you going activated again and moving or pursuing things. As you breathe, and then they come to rest again. Noticing the weight of your skull supported by the mat. And if there's a point when you would, you know, feel like perhaps bending your knees and placing your feet on the mat. Yeah, finding a good place for your feet to be planted on. And just noticing how that changes the contact with the materials behind your pelvis as you bend your knees and place your feet on the floor. As you breathe. Yeah, you may notice that the contact gets a little deeper here or there. New areas may gain more contact with the material. And then parts of you may react and get activated. And as you notice, then you have a choice. As you breathe, and you can ask yourself, is this activation needed here right now? Can I let it rest? As you breathe. Yeah, and then little by little, as you have both feet well planted on the mat, see if you can imagine your thighs as bamboos swaying on the breeze to one side and then the other. Very slowly, very small, short movements. I like calling it lazy movements, really. You may think of, I don't know, mellow movements. Movements that you're doing without planning. We're trying to dodge the brain areas that plan movement and have movement happening anyway. So you're like swaying. Yeah. And if you feel like going deeper, you could even try doing the same, hugging your knees, getting your feet off the ground, off the mat. And then taking a time, taking a moment to just notice what's it like to hug your knees now and let yourself be there for a moment. And noticing how your jaw is, you know, going along with that, or your breathing, or your fingers and palms. Yeah, good job. And see if you're hugging your knees, if you'd like to also sway to one side and then the other. Right. Good job. Yeah. Very slow, very gently. I mean, and maybe you notice yourself doing it kind of quickly, and that's okay too. Just notice that level of activation and what's along with that. Maybe there is some urge, some nervousness, and that's okay. Yeah. Just notice that. Mm-hmm. And little by little, yeah, you know, notice the weight of your hands on your shins, the weight of your thighs onto your body, the weight of your pelvis onto the materials. Yeah. And little by little, see if you'd like to start undoing all of it and gradually saying goodbye to this being big or towel or bamboo, removing the material. Yeah, good. And as you remove it, notice what's new in your context. What's new in your sensations? What's new in your mind? What's new in your breathing? What's new in your posture or muscular state? You may notice some change in temperature here or there. Right? Yeah, sometimes things feel a little lighter or heavier. Uh-huh. As you breathe. And just savor whatever comes up for you after you've removed the beanbags. Yeah. Just noticing the very willingness of your mind to be present now. Yeah, and little by little, see if you'd like to start saying goodbye to this quieter state. See if you'd like to start inviting some movement. Yeah, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, wiggling your nose, stretching out, turning, twisting, groaning, whining, whatever, yawning. Yeah. Until you would gradually, you know, change your position a little. Maybe lay on your side for a sec or two. And just stay there for a moment, laying on your side, you know? And noticing as you're laying on your side, what's that like? What's new compared to the previous moment? Like, you can have your whole body laying on your side and just offer this support through the side of your body as you breathe. And then see, as you're laying on your side, how you would use your hands to push the ground and bring yourself up to a seated position. Until you can maybe, as you're sitting, hug your knees and bring your forehead to your knees. Just a little last stretch there. Good job.